That is so perfect. What a great song. Thank you, Diana Ross and the Supremes, for kind of summing it up for us. Stop in the Name of Love is that song. You know why? Gifts of Online Dating with my friend and special guest, Monique Morimoto-Flaherty. Joining me here today, Monique, is taking on a topic that she and I are so intimately involved in right now. Or at least I'm intimately involved. I can't wait to hear her story. She has co-authored two books and created a guided meditation CD beyond her incredible coaching practice, the work that she does with individuals, with organizations. You know, she has 20 years in the life science industry. She's a successful entrepreneur, a coach, a consultant. And I will tell you, we need more online coaches than you can even imagine. But beyond all of that, her amazing and open-hearted gift for horses especially, and the work that she does in helping people heal through these amazingly majestic creatures is beyond. Monique, thank you for joining me here today. So Gifts of Online Dating, part one, and then we'll do part two.
Awesome. Great to be here, Dr. Pat.
I don't even know where to start with this conversation. But what did we learn, Monique, from our breakups? Well, yeah, you know, what have you learned from your own personal experience? You know, the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships, right? And how does that relate to helping people know when they're even ready to begin dating again?
Well, you know, it took me a while to sort of disentangle from my marriage, and it involved moving out about 4 years ago and really letting go of everything that the marriage had signified for me, which in many ways was letting go of the fantasy and the hope of what I had hoped my marriage would be. And that was a real painful process. And I think one of the things that I can counsel or coach people around is letting yourself feel the grief of that and walk through it with as much dignity and grace for both yourself and the other person and your spouse, your soon-to-be ex-spouse. And what I learned from that process was I had a wonderfully amicable divorce. I'm still friends with my former husband today. I call him my wubby. He was my hubby.
Wow. Really?
Yes. And we were able to come to agreement for each other for the sake of really preserving a friendship. And I think it was an unusual situation, but I'm actually in the process of coaching a client through the same process. So that put me in a position to heal in some ways and walk away from the marriage with a lot of my esteem intact and my dignity intact, and the same thing for him.
I've got to ask you a couple of questions, and I know this is a half hour show. I could have talked to you about this like for 3 hours, but I know we're going to do part two. There are these rules of thumbs out there. There are these really weird guidelines around this, and I want you to talk to this because it really does get to the question, how do you know when you're ready? And basically, you know, what happens when you start before you're ready? Some people have said, you know what, you've got to go through the transition. You've got to be single for a couple of years. You got to do this. You got to do that. And sometimes that should.
Hey, Pat, are you there? Oh, she might have to dial in. Can you kind of expound on that? Is that possible, Monique?
I think what she's talking about is sometimes you just have to trust your heart.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Because there are guidelines, but what happened for me was I was separated for about 3 years and divorced about 8 months. And because I was separated for a while, I had been living on my own, and I had done a lot of healing work. And I think I can't underemphasize or overemphasize the amount of healing work it's necessary before even the idea of dating starts again.
Good point.
And then one day I woke up and said, gee, I feel like dating. And now remember, I'm 55. I was 54 at the time, and I hadn't dated since 1987. So the idea of dating was daunting, but I just woke up one day and said, you know what, I think I'm ready. I'm ready to meet some men and see what it's like to be in conversations about getting to know somebody. And I wasn't quite sure how I was going to do it. So I don't don't think there's a rule of thumb. I think it's a highly personal experience that folks can trust themselves to be ready for.
Right. It's definitely a big move that they have to go for. Pat, are you back there? Did we check back? All right. Well, she's still not there. Well, let's do this. Let's just go ahead and take a quick break.
Well, I think I'm back now. There I am.
There
I just was like sitting here listening to this because, you know, Monique, I mean, for the most part, you know what to, all the books that are out there. But now enter the realm of online dating, which is very different, right? Especially if you've been married for a bunch of years.
It is. And one of the things that I like about it is that I get to review a lot of different profiles. I get to see, well, what is interesting, what seems a little odd, what do I resonate with. And it helped me, reviewing profiles have helped me to craft my own profile. And building several different relationships with different guys and getting to know different men through the dating process, or at least the one-off process, meeting for the first time, helped me realize that, okay, this is really what I want. I don't want informal, kind of casual kinds of encounters with people. I'd like to develop a relationship with somebody who's ready to develop a relationship with. So it's been a process of an iteration, really, of looking at my profile, looking at their profiles, sensing what it is that I'm attracting given the way my profile is showing up, modifying it, seeing who shows up there, and then getting to know other men's profiles by sensing into them and by knowing what I want.
Well, you know, here's an interesting question for you. Let's talk about all these profiles that you've looked at. Have you found that people have been fairly honest, especially, okay, I'll say it, with their pictures?
Fortunately, I mean, you know, it's kind of funny because there were a couple of guys that I looked at their photos and they had a photo from maybe 20 years ago and then a more recent one, which is great because, you know, they're being honest, or they'll be honest and say, you know, photos aren't recent, but, you know, I haven't changed much. I won't look at anybody's profile really unless there is a photo. And
I don't either.
Definitely trust the sites that talk about scammers, because I've had almost immediately, once I got on one of the sites, I had scammers who were trying to get me on a Yahoo mail account or get off the dating account, the online company's account. So I avoid all of that. And then I'll look for a profile that has similar values to mine.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's interesting because I think it's the photo first, at least as far as me being a woman goes. I'll look at the photo first, and then I'll read for value. Like, what does this person value? What's the tone of their profile? Does it make me smile? Do I have a sense that it's sincere? Is he just saying the same thing that all these other guys are saying? And if I find something that feels intriguing enough, I'll sit with it and then go back to it later and then maybe either wink or smile or flirt or do whatever the initial breakthrough into communication might be.
Yeah, this is really cool. I mean, you and I here are talking about something that's very personal, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why is this important to share this? I mean, I know that for me it's just fun to kind of chat about it in a lot of ways, but I'll tell you, I have learned a ton about myself from this process. And I know Benny doesn't do it anymore because, you know, he has a sweetie. But the whole I actually learned a bit about online dating from Benny.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, here we are. We're sharing some personal information with people. You know, have you had a personal journey? Why is this important for people to hear from us?
Well, because I think one of the things I've noticed as a result of this is that it's really built my sense of self-confidence and my feeling of being attractive as a woman, my sense of what I value in myself. Because if I'm not valuing myself, I'm looking for someone else to complete me, and that's something I'm very leery of. If I see anything on a website and on a profile that says "I'll complete you," no thanks. I don't need to be completed. I'm complete unto myself. But I feel that I have a lot to offer. And coming out of a marriage, you know, we don't get divorced because things are happy in our marriages. We get divorced because things aren't working. And it can be a blow to feeling successful as a woman. I mean, I came to my divorce feeling like I'd failed. I failed as a woman. I wasn't able to keep my husband happy in terms of being a good partner, and you know, vice versa. It didn't work with him either because we had very separate lives after a while. So being able to enter into this whole world of online dating has actually been esteem building and confidence building, and it's shown me what's important. What do I want in a partnership, and how am I showing up as that first, rather than thinking I'm going to find a guy who's going to make me whole, because I'm already whole.
Exactly. It's so interesting, you know, when we take a look at this and we look at the online aspect of this. Monique and I, when we come back, we're going to be given some tips for this online dating service and talking about why this is so incredibly a life lesson and a journey in itself at any age. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
I just made the most amazing discovery.
What's that?
I've been searching for a way to save time in the kitchen and not sacrifice Larry's in my health. I finally found it. I ordered these amazingly delicious, quick, healthy meals online called Eastern Essence. Once I tried them, I realized why I hadn't found a solution till now. There's simply nothing like them in the grocery store.
Wow, I didn't think it was possible to have a packaged food that's truly healthy.
I know, but Eastern Essence is made with a special process that leaves 95% of the nutritional content there. Other organic convenience foods can't even come close to being this delicious and nutritious.
That is amazing.
They take less than 20 minutes to prepare, and Larry loves them. He's gazing at me the way he did when I used to cook everything from scratch. I think Eastern Essence is the way to a man's heart.
Eastern Essence, delicious organic Indian meals. Go to EasternEssence.com to order today.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based Reservatrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest Resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at www.reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Do you hear voices? Do you see and know? Are you fascinated by the discussions about spirituality? Are you trying to connect with your own true self, your inner calling, and your transformation, but need some assistance on your path? Meet Natalie, spiritual teacher and guide, happy to empower you to truly get to know, be, and love yourself so you can experience true happiness and freedom. Contact Natalie at natalie@healingisis.com or Facebook Natalie.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Yeah, this is the theme song for some online dating activities. Yep. Thank you, Annie Lennox. What did I lie to you? Well, if you're online dating, you better not be doing any lying because it's going to catch up with you eventually. Monique, thank you for joining me here today. Before we continue, I want to make sure that we make sure that any upcoming workshops you're doing and your website, and then we're going to tackle this, all of the inhibitions that may show up, why online dating is one of the greatest personal growth activities you can have.
Okay, great. Well, I do actually have a workshop coming up this Sunday in Chelmsford, Massachusetts. It's on authentic leadership with horses. It's a three-hour workshop from 10 to 1, and it's a great introduction to an experience of how horses and working with horses can improve your sense of personal leadership and your sense of groundedness and personal presence. And I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great morning. And my website, if you want to find out more information about that or the other things that I offer, is www.soulworkscoaching.com.
Okay. Online dating. Here we go. Why is this such a – I know for me why it's a personal growth opportunity. I mean, let's say that, first of all, you move beyond – the whole thing with getting matched with somebody that lives in Florida and you live in Seattle. So getting beyond all of those things, what are some of the road bumps that we run into from a personal growth point of view? And how do we recognize them?
So I think one of them is my photo good enough? Do I look attractive enough? Am I too fat or too thin? I don't know if people have a problem with being too thin. I don't have that problem. My problem extends on the other side. So on one of the websites, I've defined myself as curvy. And just even putting that out there can be like, oh, gee, you know, what am I saying about myself? But it's the truth. I don't want to meet a guy and he expects me to be, you know, a size 2 when I'm not. So it's a way of really owning who we are. This is what I look like. This is my body type for those sites that require that information or ask for that information. These are the truths about what I enjoy doing. And it really causes you to look at your life. You know, writing these profiles had me really look at, well, what am I doing for fun? What do I like to do? Do I even know what I like to do? It's often for people who have been in a long-term marriage, especially women, who've raised kids and who may have worked as well outside the home or inside the home, there's very little leisure time. So we don't have an opportunity to develop outside interests. So it's a way of exploring, gee, well, yeah, I do like, I mean, I didn't have kids, so I do know that I like to hike and I like kayaking and horseback riding, and I know that I don't care for museums. So if there's a guy who loves museums, why would I say, yeah, I want to go out with you? Maybe I'll change
good,
you.
Good point.
Or maybe I'll change to like museums. Or, you know, if a guy says he loves to shop because a lot of women shop and like to shop, I hate shopping. Why would I want to put myself in that position of, you know, lying about what I like to do to possibly have, you know, meet somebody who you know, might look good, or if, for example. So I think we each come into this with our own sets of assumptions about who we are, and the whole process of filling out the profile and looking at other profiles gives us a chance to question some of the assumptions that we have about who we are. And the age piece, can't change your age. The body size piece and the appearance piece are some of the first things that I know I look at when I'm looking at a profile.
Mm-hmm. Well, so the issues that come up in relationship have to do with, am I too old or am I too young? I mean, they don't come up like that, right? But if you're like in conversation with people, and honestly, age is not the first thing that shows up for me. And it's only down the road that I even start to pay attention to that, because I'm so not age aware for myself. Okay. Right. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And you're absolutely right. I had to go in and change my profile to say, wait a minute. The first one I wrote was like, is this really me? No. I am the kind of person that, you know, when you look at what's in my iPod, Benny's playing a couple of songs from my iPod. But you're also going to find Radiohead in my iPod. You're also going to find Eminem in my iPod. You know, you're going to find these kinds of things. But it took me a while to figure out that I wasn't saying that in my profile. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, so we'll just take ourselves for granted. That's the other piece. We take ourselves for granted in what our likes and dislikes are, and some of those little pieces of information can be a place where there may be a spark with someone.
Exactly, and I will tell you, yeah, my favorite movie is not The Sound of Music.
What is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie of all time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What is my favorite movie of all time? If I had to pick sort of my favorite movie of all time is what's in the moment right now. You know, what is a movie that I loved watching? Avatar. Absolutely. Up until this point in time, Avatar has got to be one of those movies for me. But you're not gonna hear me talk about. I'm not gonna be waiting in line, Monique, for the new Twilight Breaking Dawn movie. But yeah. I will be very close behind some of those people waiting to see it. And so, when I describe myself, is because of the nature of my job, right? I read a lot of these books that come through here. But what's my favorite book? Queen of the Damned by Anne Rice. So. I learned that I had to clean up my profile.
Uh-huh.
Just like you. Don't put in here that you go to museums if the last time you were at a museum was when you lived in New York and you went to the Museum of Art in Manhattan, right?
Right.
It's so hard, though. Did you get help with your profile?
I didn't. Debated about that, but I figured I'd try it on my own first. I actually have a good friend who lives in the Boston area who's a dating coach, and I was thinking of hiring her if I didn't get the kind of results that I wanted. But I'm finding that just modifying what I've written, I've done that once, and seeing the kinds of folks that are showing up, I'm very encouraged because I've been meeting some really great men. And have had wonderful connections. And that hasn't meant that we've gone out multiple times. I've had multiple dates with a couple of them. But what I'm finding is that I'm really enjoying the process. And I think that's something that's very important for anyone who's considering online dating, is to enjoy the process of meeting different men or women, depending on who you are or what your preference is, and knowing that each person that you meet, even if it's not someone that you want to settle down with or pursue a relationship with, you have an opportunity to bring value to. So every guy that I've met, even if it's just been an email conversation or a phone call or personal meeting, my whole intent with that meeting has been to bring value. What can I add? What kind of value can I add to the situation? How can I enhance this person's life just by an encounter? Rather than what's in it for me, you know, what's he going to give me? Is this what I want? And if I go in with that kind of attitude, it really shifts the whole outcome. You know, I don't have my heart on my sleeve, and I can come away from a position of being empowered because I know that I brought value.
I love it.
Very different approach to online dating.
I think it is a very different approach, but it's a very important approach. And, you know, I get to work with my coach. It used to be I got to work with my coach, Monique, about, like, my business and the show. Now I get to work with my coach about the issues that come up for me in the online dating arena. Mm-hmm. And we started out saying that this was probably one of the most incredible personal growth opportunities for all of us. And you and I will have to do part two of this because it really is. It's a really cool thing to do, and I'm learning more about myself than I ever thought I could.
Yep. It's a way to develop courage and a way to really get confident in your own personhood. regardless of whether the person says, yes, I'd love to go out with you again, or no, or there's the biggest challenge for me right now is the unknown. Is he going to call?
Yeah, we had great... that thing. That thing. Yeah. And then what do you do after the first coffee date? Do you actually wait for somebody to ask you to do it again? Or do you take the initiative? I hope you're ready to tackle this with me next time, Monique. Thank you so much. Oh, brother, I just came up with more issues than I thought. Thank you, Benny, for a great show. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Next time Monique is on, we're going to open up those phone lines and get your questions answered. Stay tuned. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.